are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing out there? I know the kids are back to school. The kids are back to school. Yee-haw. Oh, it was so nice this morning. You know, the kids are like, oh, Mommy, I'm going to miss you. I mean, they were clinging to my legs. Now, mind you, I got a 13-year-old and a 10-and-a-half-year-old. Actually, he's a 13-and-a-half-year-old, 10-and-a-half-year-old. They wanted nothing to do with me, right, for years, except the day they got to go back to school. Oh, Mom, maybe we could spend the day together. Oh, Mom, I love you so much. I didn't fall for it. I'm like, get the hell out of the car and go to school already. It was leave. Oh, my gosh, I finally have the computer to myself. I could finally have some food in the refrigerator. There's going to be gum in my purse. I'm not going to have to cover my nose and mouth when I go to the bathroom or slip on any urine that's on the floor. It is so... No, we don't carpet our bathrooms. I never carpeted the bathroom because I grew up with brothers. And, you know, the carpet hides the urine by the toilet. I would never put carpet next to a toilet. I don't understand why guys miss. I mean, women miss too, but it's only a little bit. Okay? I mean, guys, I don't know what they're doing. So, I'm a pretty happy girl. Yeah, we got all this medical news, but I'm just a beaming. I love my kids. Now, mind you, I love my kids. But it's just the boredom and them wanting to spend money. See, when they're in school, this is why, by the way, I can never be married to somebody who spends. I don't know how people do that. Luckily, my husband isn't a big spender. I mean, sometimes I wish he, you know, birthday, maybe a piece of jewelry, but he doesn't have to do that. Yeah, I'm not really into jewelry. But anyway, not to the degree that other people are. But, I mean, I just don't like people around me spending the money that we work so hard to make. And all the kids did all day long, summer, is, Mom, I need to buy more gold on World of Warcraft. Mom, I need to add another Minecraft account. Mom, can we go to the movies? Mom, can we do this? Mom, I need money for this. Mom, let's go to Target so I can buy a toy. What? You know what I did in the summer? What I did in the summer, now mind you, even though I was born in L.A., I grew up in Phoenix. We fried eggs on the sidewalk. This was really sad. We'd take magnifying glasses and fry worms or crickets on the sidewalk. That was really, you know, we'd light leaves on fire. We made mud pies. We would see who was closer to getting heat stroke standing outside in the sun. We made lemonade stands. I didn't cost my parents one dime throughout the whole summer. Yet these kids, it's all about downloading apps and music and buying stuff, and it's ridiculous. Then I finally wanted to spend money. I go, let's go to Target, let's go to Walmart and buy school supplies. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. So I love my kids, but I love them more when they're in school. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess October 1 is coming where states are supposed to have these exchanges. Right now, we're hearing headlines like ignorance of Obamacare threatens plans success, meaning people are ignorant about Obamacare. No, I think the problem is I think we know Obamacare just too well, right? And just the fact that we understand what the hell it's about, not getting snowed, that's why it's not going to succeed. We have Colin Powell warning the Republicans that if they're too tight on voter IDs, we're going to mess up the Republican Party. I don't understand this whole voter ID thing, okay? If people don't need ID to vote, then why do they need ID to get an apartment, to open up a bank account, to cash their check? How are people cashing their work checks without an ID, but it looks discriminatory if you want them to show ID when they vote? I guess some states want to do mail only, where you could vote by mail. How the hell is that going to be devoid of fraud. I don't get that. Okay, e-cigs are potentially carcinogenic. Did you guys hear this one? So for those of you going, Dahlia, I'm good. I'm e-cigging. So you don't have to worry about me with cancer. You know, I told you I prefer an e-cig over the regular tobacco, but the nicotine in it and some of the chemicals in it do not mean they're cancer-free. So we'll talk about how much I was right on that one. This story you guys are going to love. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So San Diego Mayor Bob Filner has agreed to resign, right? Yet the possible replacement, okay, San Diego City Councilman Carl DeMeo allegedly has been caught masturbating twice in City Hall bathroom facilities. So he may be the replacement to Bob Filner. Which is worse, somebody who does allegedly public masturbation or somebody who's a hound? Then for those of you who are worried about the sperm strength and you don't know how strong your sperm is, they say maybe eat raspberries. Now, many men don't order raspberries. Many men don't order salads. It's not manly enough for them. Well, you may want to rethink it. If you want super sperm, you may got to eat some girly raspberries. Then we're going to have a lot of controversy coming into the next few weeks as many hospitals, public health facilities are mandating that their workers get the flu shot. Of course, we knew that was coming. And then a huge breakthrough in diabetes. I mean, this is, you thought the kids going back to school was exciting? Huge breakthrough with diabetes with this protein that they found. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. No, don't just eat steak. I got to tell you more about it. So you can see, phenomenally busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would just like to really just start this off by how good did you feel kicking the kids out of the car? See ya! Now, actually, my husband walked one of the kids into school, you know, because this is the, you know, my boys are now in middle school, so we don't get that little baby, you know, bit anymore. So I think my husband had a harder time than I did. I was like, see ya, get the hell out. Okay, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 26, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,395. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,445.09, $722.55 for a half ounce, or $361.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,445.09, $722.55, and $361.27.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And please, big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Thanks to you, from what we understand, there's been a lot of you out there supporting Rick and Bubba, our show, Alex Jones, a bunch of our shows on XM. Sounds like XM is extending our shows longer as we transition to iHeartRadio. So big thanks to you all for being so supportive. So, I have the news on in the studio. And, of course, one of the biggest headlines today was Miley Cyrus and her, I guess, running around and gyrating. I don't usually watch the MTV Awards when they're on, because I have no idea when they're on. Unfortunately, my TV schedule is all about the TiVo. So if I forget to TiVo something, I don't realize it's live. I don't really watch a lot of live shows anymore because I'm never home. And I used to watch the MTV Awards. I mean, it's always pretty, it's always exciting. They always have stuff that you don't expect. And, you know, I love a lot of music and like Robin Thicke's new song. I think it's a great song, etc. But I guess one of the big headlines today is Miley Cyrus, who used to be Hannah Montana. She's about now, 20 years old, even though she still looks like she's 14, strips down into some sort of latex underwear, gyrates, thrusts, grabs Robin's groin with her foam finger, something. Okay. And so, of course, a lot of people are upset. They think maybe she went too far, etc. It was way too provocative. She was thrusting and grinding and rubbing up against Robin Thicke. And now, I mean, to me, this is just no shock. I mean, we have rewarded and incentivized people in the arts to become as provocative and as X-rated. Once we gave people reality TV careers and record contracts for having sex tapes. So this doesn't shock me at all. But it is a growing concern where young people think this is appropriate behavior. Now, I don't know much about what our sexual maturity should be by 20 years old. I do understand in biblical times you might have already been on your fifth kid. I get that. Things are a little different. But I figured in 2013, you're still kind of dating, right? Maybe some of us are still virgins by the age of 20. No, ideally, right? Maybe some of us, decided to go off to college, etc., and still maybe wait for the right one or wait until we had a serious relationship, etc. Well, the dance moves that Miley Cyrus, I guess, and again, I'm not very familiar with her career, except I remember she was on Disney or something with Hannah Montana. She acted like somebody who probably had been, I don't know how to say this delicately. She sounds like she appeared to be an absolute expert in certain types of moves. Now, when you look at the whole sexual harassment type thing or whatever, and how unfair it is, if Robin Thicke had gone up to her and rubbed against her and grabbed her crotch, he'd be in jail right now. Yet a girl can go up to a guy and do that on stage and they're okay. Okay, we gotta make the playing field even here, okay? Girls cannot run up to guys and start grabbing them in crotches and expect, okay, I'm off free because I'm a girl, yet the guys go to jail. Okay, I don't think a woman should be going up to a guy and doing that. The problem is many guys are out there going, Dolly, if we don't complain, nobody, files charges. Okay, I guess that's why you have that dichotomy. But anyway, so we have now 20-year-olds, which we've had for a while. I mean, we even have, high school band people or whatever, maybe not in the band, but you know what I'm saying, artists gyrate and do this kind of stuff. It does. It gives the kids the wrong image. Now, people are saying, well, MTV shouldn't air that, whatever. Here's the thing, it's MTV. Okay, MTV is provocative, is already provocative, okay? The videos that we even saw in the 80s were pretty provocative. I mean, MTV doesn't have to change their format, okay? But maybe you as a parent, maybe as an older sibling, aunt, whatever, maybe you need to have a talk with these kids, with your kids. Because what Miley Cyrus did, okay, is what a lot of young kids are doing. And from what I understood, I was listening to, an interview on CNN. Apparently, this type of gyration is called twerking. Did you guys know that? That's a new word. It's called twerking. Now, I don't know what the definition of twerking is, but when I was listening to CNN, I guess it's the type of dance kids do where they're pelvic thrusting and grabbing themselves. Now, I remember when breakdancing was very revolutionary, and many of you remember when Elvis was doing some pelvic thrusts, how shocked you were. Well, now it's, I guess, about masturbating on stage. Is that what twerking is? And rubbing up against your co-singers? If this is how our kids are dancing at the high school or middle school dances, I might as well just faint. Now, I don't even want to think about that's how people are dancing. I understand you had the whole bump and grind thing coming up in the 90s. I never really got that, okay, because I really didn't like rubbing up against somebody I didn't know. I was like, get the hell away from me. But I guess that's what people do. So I wouldn't be too shocked. Yes, I think it was kind of disgusting. I know she wants to make, she has every right to go this route with her career. She doesn't want to be thought of as the Hannah Montana. She wants to be thought of as, I guess, the next, I don't know, Madonna, Lady Gaga, etc. And maybe this did. Maybe this thrust her, no pun intended, into the celebrity status she wants. But this is what our kids are watching, and this is what our kids think they have to do. Now, I'm not saying all child stars need to be clean, but I would love somebody to stand up and have the guts and say, it's kind of sexy to not throw yourself all over your coasting or masturbate on stage. You know, I would love somebody to just come out and say, look, I'm going to change the trend. And you could be extremely, extremely sexy, not throwing yourself out there with everybody seeing your butt cellulite. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If that's what people want, that's what people get. Who knows? Now, speaking of, shall we say, masturbating, I guess, San Diego has her hands full because Mayor Bob Filner is resigning. Now, from what we understand, Gloria Allred, I don't have a formal report, but we've been hearing in the news, 18 accusers, Gloria Allred, Bob Filner's story not ending. So you wonder if there's going to be some sort of litigation after him stepping down. So while San Diego hopes to turn over a new leaf, we have this new story that his possible replacement, San Diego City Councilman Carl DeMeo, allegedly masturbated in City Hall bathroom facilities during 2009. Okay? And I guess he was caught a couple times. And, not that somebody doing public masturbation is a very evil thing. I mean, he's not affecting other people. You just start to wonder about his judgment. Okay? Now, many of us could find Bob Filner's behavior, which by the way, he's still denying, a little bit more digestible than this other guy. Okay? Because people sexually harass all the time. It's not fair. It's not right. We understand why he's stepping down. Makes sense to all of us. But we understand that behavior. The behavior we don't understand is masturbating in public restrooms. Okay? Don't you think you would want a little bit of privacy? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe what happens in the men's bathroom is completely different than the female's bathroom. Maybe guys are reading this going, yeah, it happens all the time. And we women are like, ugh. You know, because when we women go to the bathroom, okay, you know, we rarely do anything. I know many of you think women and locker rooms, et cetera, is a bunch of women running around naked, making out. I don't know what porns you guys watch, okay? But that doesn't really happen in women public bathrooms. In women public bathrooms, you walk in, you know, most women smirk or give some sort of rude high school glare at you for what you're wearing. Like, really? You think that fits? Then they go into their stall. They do what they need to. Everybody tries to hold in their farts because you're being judged by all these other women. Right? You flush the toilet. You make sure the seat is clean before you leave so nobody stares at you while you're putting on your makeup like you left the toilet like that. Then you stare everybody else down. You act like you got better boobs than everybody else, and you walk out of the women's restroom. That's what happens in women's restroom. In guys' restrooms, is that what you guys do, masturbate? And are we just blowing this out of proportion? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Answer that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our longevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. We got Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Bill calling from Louisiana. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing today? Yeah, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, yes, my trucker. I love you. I love you. What's going on, buddy?
Well, there's something that happened to me. It's happened twice. And the first time was about 10 days. Since you're talking about male masturbation, that's what made me think of this. And I've been wondering about this for years. Happened first time about 10 years ago, and the next time about 3 or 4 years later, maybe 5 years later. But twice while masturbating, a drop of blood came out of the tip.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. How long ago was that, you said?
Oh, geez. The last time was probably 8 years ago.
Okay, and it only happened once?
Twice. It happened twice. The first time was about... You know, 10 or more years ago. I mean, I don't even remember how long ago it was. I can only remember where I can kind of remember where I was working at the time. So it must have been maybe 15 years ago the first time it happened. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had any problems in that area except for that. It was kind of freaky when it first happened.
Oh, yeah. Blood in the semen will freak out anybody. It's called hematospermia, hemato for blood, spermia for sperm. And even though you should get it checked out, most of the time it's benign. But guys will have sex, and they'll say, I bled afterwards, and it freaked them out. Because we're always taught that if you have any sort of abnormal bleeding, you know, to go and get that checked out. And, you know, it could be from infection. It could be from inflammation. It could be from a little micro tear, but of course it can also be caused sometimes from tumors, whether they're benign or malignant, etc. So usually, you know, if anybody says they have blood in the sperm, we tell them to come in, we check them for infection, whether it be a bladder infection, whether it be a urethral infection, we check them for STDs, we check their prostate, etc. But most of the time it happens once in a blue moon, and we don't have to panic, but we still work you up.
Yeah, well, but there was no sperm involved in this. It's just a drop of blood oozed out, you know?
That was it. Yeah.
Long before there was any sperm.
Yeah. Oh, where you just bled from that. Yeah. Sometimes it happens. I mean, you have skin. I mean, you know, you're now in Louisiana, so I don't know where this might have happened. But, you know, we live in Las Vegas, and things are really dry. You could walk outside and get a nosebleed. So, I mean, you know, if you live in – where are you from? I think you were from, like, the Carolinas.
No, I live in Florida.
Oh, you live in Florida.
I'm a trucker, so I'm in Louisiana just traveling now. But, yeah, right. I live in Florida.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's so much humidity in Florida, I doubt it was some sort of spontaneous, dry, cracked skin. But it can happen. I mean, you know, it can. But the fact that it only happened a couple times, hasn't happened since. Make sure you're still getting your prostate checked regularly like you're supposed to. Make sure your urine's getting checked for no blood in the urine on a regular basis. You're pretty much, you know, guys do fine.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm sure you remember our conversations. You remember, I don't even have a doctor. Hadn't been to the doctor
I know.
Years.
Yeah, so. I remember that. I know you've been blowing off doctors. Yeah, I know. You've been nice about it, you know, but I know you haven't seen the doctor. Just every now and then, you got to get that stuff checked out and let him know that a couple times, years past, that happened. You notice a little bit of blood, you know, and let them take a peek. I mean, it's hard. It's not the easiest exam. It's much easier for somebody to look in the ear than the urethra. I get that.
Yeah. Now, you're the closest thing to a doctor I have right now.
I know. The problem is I'm looking right now at the microphone, and I can't see your urethra. So, unfortunately, this really isn't a thorough exam.
And I'm showing it to you, too. Gee whiz.
I know. All right, Bill. Well, thank you again for calling, because you brought up something that I think worries a lot of guys that they don't want to talk about. So thank you. All right, you take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It freaks everybody out when they have blood either in their sperm or just coming out of an orifice. And you should have that index of suspicion and that concern, because every now and then it could mean that something kooky is going on. But a lot of times, and many of you could attest to this, you may have some blood in the stool, you may have some blood in the urine, and it didn't turn out to be anything. The problem is that's not for you to decide. That's for us doctors to decide, okay? Not all rectal bleeds are benign. Not all urethral bleeds are benign, okay? You know, the only thing that is expected to bleed is a uterus, premenopausal. After menopause, no. Every now and then I'll have a 55, 60-year-old woman saying, I guess I'm not in menopause, I'm still young. And I'm like, why is that? Well, I'm still bleeding. I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, and then I you know, we work them up and we make sure they don't have some early hyperplasia or early precancer, et cetera, of the uterus. But anyway, for those of you kind of joining this late, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about possibly San Diego mayor's replacement, getting caught doing public masturbation in the bathroom. One of you over the break wanted to know, how often are you supposed to masturbate? How often is too much? And then somebody else wanted me to answer about health effects of masturbating. I didn't realize we were going to turn this whole hour into a masturbating talk, but you wonder, what if the kids are back to school? I guess we can't. I mean, obviously, I don't have to make a rated G because the kids are back in school. The average amount of masturbating, I guess, we really don't know because nobody admits it. All right? But if somebody does it every day, we don't consider it too much. Okay? If it's a once a day, we don't consider it too much. And I mean, if you have a refractory period that allows you to do it every day, wow. You know, many men, they could only actually climax, whether it be through sex or self sessions, a couple times a week. So if you are able to be successful every day, that's okay. That's okay. Now, where you do it is, of course, plays a factor on normalcy versus non-normalcy. Again, I don't know much about male public bathrooms, but from what my boyfriends have told me and my kids have told me, you know, usually guys just go to the bathroom and go. They don't really kind of do that kind of stuff in there. I hope not, unless there's some code that you guys aren't telling us about. All right? Like the city councilman, I guess, in City Hall masturbating. That kind of blows my mind. I mean, if you asked me what I thought would be the most unprovocative, boring place, right, most unstimulating place in the city, it would probably be City Hall. I don't see how anything could be that provocative or sensual in City Hall to the degree that would make you allegedly masturbate in a public bathroom. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe it was the computers, you know, and maybe it's these mouses. I mean, some of you guys, you know, have very interesting shaped mouse or mice, kind of like curvy women type mouse or mice for your computer. Maybe it's that. The microphones, right? Some of you have microphones coming out of your computer and laptop. Those could be phallic looking, I guess. I'm just trying to figure that out. Now, what about health effects? Well, years ago, one of my first years on air, there was a article that had come out discussing masturbating causing cancer, where there was an increase in prostate cancer with men who masturbated, which is probably why prostate cancer is so high, right? And we kind of debated that, right? You know, and then I guess there was some sort of a discussion about losing zinc, that people lose zinc in their sperm, like a teaspoon worth, I guess, of zinc. There's also sugar that you lose, but your testicles are pretty sturdy and they replace that. But, I mean, if it helps you sleep and helps you get through the day, I don't think it's that unbeneficial. But that's the only medical scoop we know. Okay, don't go away. Let's talk about e-cigs causing cancer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently, e-cigs are being studied a little bit more than we thought they were going to. When earlier this year, France's Minister for Health, I guess Marisol Touraine, had banned electronic cigarettes in public places, and they started to restrict their use to people over 18. Now, apparently, a report released today called 60 Million Consumers have concluded that e-cigs are not as safe and are potentially carcinogenic as well. Thomas Laurence, I can't speak French, I apologize, the editor of National Consumer, National Consumer Institute, said electronic cigarettes are far from the harmless gadgets that they are presented as. This is not a reason to ban them, but to place them under better control. Now, what they had done was test 12 different models, and they had found that some of them give off certain vapors, including those that have acrolein, which is a toxic molecule emitted in quantities that they feel exceeded the amount found in smoking regular cigarettes. I think I read that they also found formaldehyde and acetaldehyde. Now, okay, mind you, anything we touch or use has some sort of chemicals in them. So if somebody's looking to see if your water bottle has chemicals, right? Okay? Like, let's say, polypropylene glycol or something. You'll notice most of our stuff has some sort of, some sort of polyhydrocarbon or some sort of unit that's used to make it what it is. Okay? So, I mean, I'm not shocked by this. I do, though, commend them for reminding people that an e-cig isn't risk-free. Okay? I told you how nicotine in and of itself could be carcinogenic because it kind of paralyzes the cilia, which is on the brush border of your lung linings that helps spew out pollutants so they don't settle. So if those get kind of paralyzed because the nicotine stuff can get into your lungs and can cause changes. Not as bad as what the tobacco itself can do, but it could still be a problem. So nicotine by no means is safe. Plus then, if there are these other chemicals, like for example, they said in 3 cases out of 10 for products with or without nicotine, the content of formaldehyde was as much as the levels found in some conventional cigarettes. So when you smoke e-cigs, or let's say you decide to use, I don't know, nicotine patches or something else to get you off smokes, first of all, bravo for trying to get off smoking. I mean, you do deserve to be commended for that. But on the other hand, realize that that's not something we want you on long term either. Okay? It may be a little safer, a crutch, for you to use while you're trying to kick the habit. But I had a medical student that was rotating with me, and I had a patient who was on the nicotine patch for 3 months. And I'm like, we want to maybe start trying to get you now off the nicotine patch. And the medical student started arguing with me in private, going, my brother's been on the nicotine patch for 5 years. And I'm like, well, you really can't be on nicotine that long. We really don't have any scientific studies saying how long you could go, because obviously smokers have been on nicotine for decades. But I don't think people realize that everything has some sort of side effect. And so you can't just substitute something and think you could be on that for life. Like, for example, a lot of you are off soda and on diet soda. Well, how long are you expecting to be on diet soda? How many decades? I mean, I'm sure we're going to get more and more scoop on diet soda, and we're not going to like what we hear on that. So as you transition, please keep in mind the transition period should be temporary. Now, I don't know why that shocks many of you, right? Because many of you had transition relationships, right? You'd date somebody for a long time, you'd get dumped, or you'd break up, and then you would have a transition girlfriend or a transition boyfriend. Some of you would actually maybe on the rebound marry them and they ended up being your true love. I don't know. But for a lot of us, our transition wasn't. Because the transition girlfriend or boyfriend wasn't really that good for us. Right? You guys are nodding your heads. Remember? I went through some transition boyfriends were the complete opposite what I had had prior and what I was looking for, but they sure the hell helped through the transition. That's how you need to look at e-cigs, nicotine patches, diet drinks, etc. Okay? It's your transition girlfriend or your transition boyfriend. Not that I am promoting you to use people as transitions. It should be mutual, but many of us do that. Right? We go through our transition dating stage, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let me move on here. Okay, I don't know if I want to go into the Obamacare exchange story. I think we're going to be seeing more and more clusters and confusion with that as October 1, most states are supposed to have their exchanges up and running, offering dirt cheap affordable health insurance. All right, who wants to put some money down? I know I'm not allowed to place bets. I'm not allowed to promote gambling. But if you guys want to make some bucks, you might want to set up a wager with all your liberal coworkers on how cheap the health insurance is going to be offered October 1, right? Throw some odds in there. Think you guys are going to be pretty happy. Have some nice spending money for Christmas. But let's move on. We got a very, very interesting study I'm going to talk about. Apparently, scientists have discovered that there is a protein. They're calling it a diabolical protein implicated in diabetes. Now, you know scientists hate this sucker if they are going to call it diabolical. Most scientists don't talk like you or I do. We cuss, curse, yell, scream, insult. So if a scientist calls a protein diabolical, he is fuming. Anyway, I know that's what makes him so sexy. They say this protein not only kills these beta cells that produce insulin in the pancreas, but also damages the cells that doesn't kill through a second mechanism. I mean, these are real diabolical little suckers. The protein is a rogue protein called TXNIP, TexNIP. And they think that this affects 9%. Well, first of all, diabetes already affects, 65 million Americans, maybe 9%, they say, of Americans. But they think that this protein could possibly be tackled using drugs that target the TXNIP. Now, we've talked about diabetes, right? Type 1 and type 2. Where type 1, usually your pancreas doesn't shoot out enough insulin, which is kind of like the key to the door from the hallway to the room. Your blood sugar in the bloodstream needs to get into the cell or the room. And so the insulin is like the key to the door that brings it from the hallway blood vessel into the cell, the room type of thing, right? That's how I look at it. So in type 1 diabetes, many of the beta cells in the pancreas don't produce enough insulin. These kids don't get insulin. They lose weight. No food is getting into the rooms, getting into the cells. So we need to shoot them with insulin to get them to gain some weight and to feed them, basically, because that's what helps the food get in there. Okay? Type 2 diabetes, adult onset, maybe there's too much fat, right, causing the resistance, you know, pushing against that door, so it doesn't matter how good that insulin key is working. Maybe the pancreas isn't working as well. There's a variety of reasons we think with type 2 diabetes, but one of which could still be this protein. So we're going to talk more about this in the next hour. That was a quick rundown of diabetes for y'all. All right, stay tuned coming into this next hour, but call in with your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.